Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen, amen. The beginnings is not just for the young. We'd like to thank you for tuning in. Once again, we are New Beginnings Ministry, and we're here every Wednesday at 7 p.m., and we thank you for taking the opportunity to join us. Amen. As we move forward, for those of you who are online, the internet, If you'd like to call in to Blog Talk Radio, you can call in to 347-237-4054. That's 347-237.
Recording in progress.
347-237-4054. And once you connect with that, you will be able to connect with Blog Talk Radio. Also, if you would like to go into Zoom and you would like to participate in that, the Zoom number is 505-563-6808. That's 505-563-6808. And you type in Psalm 23, Psalm 23. Amen. And if you would like to call in, the call-in number is 309. It is in your text, 205-3325-3325. That is the call-in number for the Zoom. Amen. So we're going to move forward, and we're going to get into our text before we're going to have prayer, and then we're going to move into our text, our scripture for this evening. As we move forward, Father God, I ask the Lord that you would just give us clarity this evening on your word. Father, we thank you for your word, which is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. I pray, Lord, that you would open my mind, that you would just allow me to be able to speak what thus says the Lord. If there's anything that you see within me that's not of you, I pray, Heavenly Father, Lord, that you would move it so that your word would go forth. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for the participants that are on this evening, Zoom, called in by internet, and even those who have called in by phone, Lord. We ask, Lord, that we would be connected together in unity and in spirit, and your word will go forth and will not come back void. I thank you for this opportunity. In Jesus' name, I pray this prayer. Amen. As we move forward on our scripture, I would like to identify our topic this evening. Our topic this evening is strive for the greater gifts. Strive for the greater gifts. And there are three bullet points that I would like to focus on for this evening as we go through this. It's faith, favor, and fear. Faith, favor, and fear. Amen. And we're coming from Proverbs 3:1-8. Proverbs 3:1-8. And the scripture reads as such: My child, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments. For length of days and years of life and abundant welfare they will give you. Do not let loyalty and faithlessness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Write them on the tablet of your heart, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insights. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be a healing for your flesh and a refreshment for your body. As we get into this, I would like to more so go line by line and just kind of discuss what is happening here, or at least, you know, my interpretation of what is taking place here. As it reads, it says, my child, do not forget my teachings. My child, my son. And I'm looking at when it says my child, it's talking about the believers of Christ. And what is going on here, and I believe it's connected to the laws. It is connected to the law. And it's going back as far as focusing on the tribe of Babylon. And talking to it says, my son is talking to Cush and Mizraim, the two sons. And as it goes on, communicate when it says, my son, forget not my law. Forget not my law. So when it's talking to the son, and that is extended, it is extended or externally connected to you and I. It has a strong resemblance of what is leading in terms of we as the believers of Christ, how we are to live our lives. How we are to live our lives. Do not forget my law. In other words, it's saying do not forget my law. Keep these laws in your heart. Keep these, it is all going into the commandments of the law. Keep this law in your heart. Do not forget it. And what it's saying here, the psalmist is trying to relay here, is that the law, do not forget the teachings that you have been taught. Do not forget my law. Do not forget the teachings. And when the teachings refers to the doctrine that you have been taught, we can even look back as far as the Torah. The Torah represents in terms of the teaching or the biblical side, and it is referring to the whole structure, the whole body, the whole doctrine, which designs, which is designated as a law that we must those teachings in our heart. The law has been shown to you and I. The commandments have been given to you and I. And it's saying here that we are not, or we should not, forget the commandments. Should not forget the law. And when I was looking at this, I was thinking about a parent to a child. The parent is going to give laws and rules that the family abides by. And as the child is growing up, the parents are constantly reminding the child that you are to remember what you have been taught in this household. So when you leave this household, when you leave this camp, when you leave the structure of this home, you know how to conduct yourself. You know how to live your life. And the key is keeping the commandment. Keeping the law. Amen. We have someone on Zoom. If you could please mute yourself, please. Keep the commandments. Keep the commandments. And when it goes, it says keep the commandments. And it's not only saying just keep the commandments in your mind, keep the law in your mind, but keep the law in your heart, in your heart. So, see, when you bind it in your heart, when it becomes a part of your heart, it becomes a part of you. And in my mind, I'm thinking that when we have something in our mind, we can easily forget it. But when it is placed in one's heart, it is lasting. It is everlasting. And so when I was looking at this, and that's where my mind was going when it says commandments in your heart. Don't forget about them. I believe that the heart, the mind, and the heart are connected. If it's in your heart, you will automatically think as such. As a man thinketh, so is he. So is he. An individual is going to respond in life, is going to make decisions in life according to their thinking. And if their heart is right, they're going to make good decisions. If their heart is right, they're going to think of things as good, things that are pure, things that are lovely. We're going to think of the beauty of God's creation as we go through this life. There are going to be struggles in our lives from time, even though that you and I may go through the struggles of life, we are to have a sound mind. Keep the commandments close to you. Keep the word of God close to you, close to your heart. Bind it to your heart so that it becomes a part of your being, so that it becomes a part of you, so that it becomes a part of you. It's as I was saying about your child, when the child leaves the structure of your home, they're going to make decisions based on what they were taught, based on their teachings. Hopefully, they're going to make the decisions that's based on their teachings. And if it is a part of them, it's going to be a part of their heart. And if they choose to oppose anything that they have been taught, they're not going to feel right. Their heart is not going to feel right. They're not going to feel whole. They're going to feel like something is missing because they know they're not following the rules of the parents, the laws of the parents, the teachings of the parents. They know that they have gone off course, and their heart is not going to feel right. And that's just my take in terms of how I see this scripture. And it goes on to say, it says, for a length of days and years, but let your heart, it says, my child, do not forget my teachings, but let your heart keep my commandments for a length of days and years of life. For a length of days, length of days, when we look at that, we are looking at your life, the years in your life. As long as you are living on this earth, as long as you have blood running in your veins, it's saying here, keep my commandments. Keep my teachings close to your heart. And if you do that during those years, they will be abundant. Abundant means that you're going to have abundance of good things that's going to happen to you in your life. Why? Because you are abiding by your teachings. You're living by your teachings. You're abiding by God's laws, here it's saying. You're abiding by it. You're keeping it in your heart. And whatever you do, whatever I do, we are living according to our teachings. And so the author here is saying, keep the word close to your heart. Keep the teachings close to your heart. And when you do that, you will have an abundant life, an abundance of living. When you do that, you are showing loyalty to our Savior. When you do that, you're showing loyalty to your parents because they taught you. When the child does that, they are showing loyalty because they are making choices based on what they were taught. based on their teaching. There are always going to be people in our lives that's going to try to pull us away from our teachings. They're going to try to sway us away from the right way of going about doing things. I think about the word, it says, for the good that we do, evil is always present. There's always going to be a challenge in our lives. Always. There's always going to be the adversary who is waiting there, watching and hoping that he can change your direction, change your decision-making, change your heart, change you so that you do not follow the teachings or the word of God, but you're going to oppose it. You're going to go against everything that you know what is right. Those are the challenges that we go through. For the good that we do, evil is always lurking, waiting for an opportunity. Hallelujah. And as we read on, for those of you that just came on, we're looking at Proverbs 3, 1 through 8. And I must add that as we go through these teachings and we follow these teachings, we're living by faith and not by sight. We're living by faith. What is faith? The substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things unseen. We're living by faith. No matter what comes our way, we know by faith that it's going to work out. No matter what challenges come our way or who tries to lure you and I away from our teachings, we stand on the foundation of faith. And when we stand on the foundation of faith, God gives you and I favor. Favor. He favors those who follow his commandments. He favors those who lean on his teaching. He favors those who are loyal to the word of God. He favors those that stand on the foundation of the word of God. We have faith, and because our faith, we're going to have favor. And that favor is going to be abundant living. An abundance of living. Don't you want to have an abundant life? How could you not want to have an abundant life? Great things coming your way. Good things going in and out of your life. Even though it may appear disheartening, even though it may appear a challenge, we stand on faith alone. And standing on that faith alone and leaning on the word of God, he blesses you with an abundant life. He blesses you with your heart desire. Now, somebody might be saying to themselves at this point, well, preacher, I try to follow God's laws, but things have not worked out for me. I've gone through this, and I've gone through that. My brother, my sister, I want to ask you this. Did you bind it to your heart? Was there any time that you doubted the word of God? When you fell short Did you ask God for forgiveness? I want you to think about that. See, because we all sin and fall short from the glory of God. But God wants his children to come and ask for forgiveness. They call that repentance. And when you think about it, we sin daily. We sin daily, you and I. And if you're sitting there or standing there and saying, I don't sin. I'm perfect in all my ways. Then my brothers, my sisters, please don't be offended, but you're a perfect liar. Because the only one who is perfect is Jesus Christ. You have to recognize that we fall short daily. But it's how we recover is what makes the difference. And if you have bound, if you bind that law, those teachings to your heart, then it makes life easier. If you think on the things that's good, even when they're bad, for example, God's going to get me through this. Trouble don't last always. I'm going to make a decision that I am going to live for Christ, even though my circumstances don't look like it. I'm going to live by the word of God. And when I fall short, I'm going to ask God to forgive me. Please forgive me. Because I know that I am weak. But thou art strong. God, help me to bind these teachings to my heart so that I will not sin against God. Help me with my transformation. Help me to get through this. So, again in Proverbs, it goes on in verse 3. It goes on to say, it says, do not let loyalty and faithlessness forsake you. Do not let loyalty and, see my brothers and my sisters, we have what's called mercy. Mercy. Mercy is love and truth binded together. Binded together. Having a desire to trust God in whatever situation. It indicates our love for God, our love toward mankind, our humanity, our love toward our neighbor. And when there is mercy or love, it shows that it shows how outward, it shows that our help does not come from man, it shows that it comes from God, because some people are unlovable. It shows that we are able to forgive others for their offense. It shows that we have sympathy for others that stand in the need. And he's saying here, it says, do not let loyalty and faithlessness forsake you. Bind them around your neck. Do not let loyalty for something that's not right turn you around. Don't let it turn you around. Don't let it take away your confidence of who you are as a child of God. Don't let it interrupt your security in Christ. Don't let it. Then bind them about your neck. When I look at that, I think about ornaments. You know, when you go to an event and they put ornaments around your neck. Some people put ornaments around their neck for superstitious situations. And what it's saying here, it says, don't wear it like that. Don't put it because for superstition. If I bind it around my neck, these situations will go away. It's saying here that you and I are to have loyalty for the word of God. And when we put it, place it in our heart and it becomes a part of our heart, then we treasure it. And when we treasure it, we know that it is attached to our neck. It is like a chain of love. It is like a chain guard you and I from the whims of the enemy. We're going to carry it around our neck as believers. And see, when we have it around our neck, it helps you and I to write it on our heart. Write it on the tablets of our heart. When it's written on the tablets of our heart, then we have bound it around our neck. Why? Because we believe it in our heart. See, those ornaments of superstition, they are just things to ward off whatever, other gods or whatever they were in that form. But what it's saying that when you write it on the tablets of your heart, when you're going to bind it around your neck, it becomes a part of you. It becomes a part of your being. It becomes a part of who you are. It becomes of how you think, how you belong. It becomes a part of how you handle loss. Bound it around your neck. It becomes a part of your character. It becomes a part of your being. It's in your head. It's in your heart. It's in your soul. It becomes a part of you. It's not something that is externally worn. This is who we are internally, what God has placed in our spirit. Write it on the tables of your heart. Write it on the tables of your heart. Hallelujah. And it goes on to say, so you will find favor and good repute in the sight of God and of people. What it's saying here is that when the enemy comes your way, when the enemy tries to trick you to think another way, when the enemy tries to get you off of whatever you're doing, your path, your direction, your mindset. Forsake those foolish things. Command the life of Christ. Forsake them. Wipe them off. Open up your eyes and recognize that that is not of God. That is not one of his commandments of how you should live. Forsake it. Forsake it. Let be like bread, like manna that satisfies your spirit good when evil is present. Choose always to be the same. And when you do that, there's favor. Favor. There's grace. Favor can even be translated as far as grace, the grace that God gives you and I. They both mean the same thing, really. They both mean the same thing. Get a good understanding of God's word. The Bible says to study to show thyself approved, a workman that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the word of truth. Study the word of God. Get involved in a Bible study. I don't mean just become a part of it now and again, but I'm saying get involved. Become a part of it. Take on a part of that vocation so that you can invest in your spiritual life. Take it on. Don't run from it. Don't run from it. And when you take it on, you'll have a better understanding of the Word of God. You'll have a better understanding of how to act wisely and prudently. You will be a man and a woman who goes through life spiritually, intellectually. Your whole thinking changes. It goes to another level. You feel better about yourself. You walk taller. You act different. You see things differently than you did before. You take on an intellectual approach. Hallelujah. And when you do that, you'll find favor. Favor. And it goes on to say, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And do not rely on your own insights. Trust in the Lord. That's all we've been talking about. That's all this scripture is about. Trusting in the Lord. Trusting in his teachings. Trusting in the word of God. Writing it on the tablets of your heart. Abiding by your teachings. Living by your teachings. And it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord. When you trust in the Lord, it becomes a part of your thinking. It becomes a part of your thinking. That when you trust in the Lord, one begins to start to trust with all of your heart. Not one day you're feeling this way and the next day you're feeling another way, but trusting with all of thy heart. Learning the principles of God is a beautiful thing. Living by the principles of God is a beautiful thing. They become fundamental in our lives. We do it without even thinking about it. Doing it without even thinking about it. Our confidence go up. Confidence goes up when we trust in God. We begin to start to understand the power of God, who God is. Is there anything impossible for God? The trustworthy would say no, 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 not one. trust him with all my heart. I trust him with all my belongings. I trust him with my life. I trust him with my circumstances. I trust him when I'm up. I trust him when I'm down. Why? Because it has been written on the top tablets of my heart. It has become a part of me. My whole being is trusting in the Lord. Do not rely on your own insights. Don't look at how things look to you, because how they look to God is totally different. That's why we serve him. Because he's not like me. He's not like you and I. What we see is totally different than how God sees it. And sometimes God wants you and I to go through some things in life. Not to hurt you, but to help you. Help you to grow. Help you become more faithful. Lean not on to your own understanding, but in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct your path. Trusting is a fundamental principle of all religion. Trust in God. It's a fundamental principle of all religion. That's what we live by, is trusting in God. Rest upon him. When you're tired, rest on him. God will hold you up. God will take you through it. Rest on him. Rest in him. Amen. Hallelujah. And in all thy ways, in all parts of your life, turn it over to God. Turn your life over to God. Turn your actions over to God. Acknowledge him. Recognize who he is. The one who has given grace, poured grace out on you. The one who has given you favor when you didn't know how things were going to work out. Recognize and acknowledge God for who he is. He's not just a Sunday God. He's an everyday God. He's a minute-by-minute God. He's a second-by-second God. He's a God that will never fail you. Trust in him. Trust in him. And I guarantee you, you will not be disappointed. Trust him with your circumstances. Turn it over to God. Turn it over. And if you're going to turn it over to God, then don't worry about it. There's an old saying that if you're going to pray, don't worry. If you're going to worry, don't pray. Turn it over to God. In all your ways, acknowledge him. About your job. Acknowledge him about your finances. Acknowledge him about your health. Acknowledge him for who he is. He is the Alpha and the Omega. My brothers and sisters, he was here from the very beginning, even before we were even formed, and he's going to be here at the very end when we're gone. He's the beginning, and he is the end. Trust him. Trust the creator of heaven and earth. Acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Know who God is. He is our Father. He is a God that never lies. He was a man after David's own heart. David loved God even though he made mistakes. But David was a man after God's own heart. God loved David because he acknowledged God in all that he did. He acknowledged God even when he made his mistakes. He acknowledged God for who he is, our Father, our Jehovah, Jireh. He knows the way of the righteous. Amen. Take him by your hand. Take him by your hand, and he will direct your path. He'll direct all of your paths. Whatever direction, whatever path you go through, God will direct it. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not rely on your own insight. And in all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your, he will make straight your path. I guess I'm thinking because in some Bibles it says he will acknowledge you, he will make all your paths straight. They all say different, they're different, but they are the same meaning. Trust in God. For he will not depart. Evil can't stay around when you're hanging out with God. Evil can't hang out with you because you don't act like evil does. You don't think like evil does. You don't walk like evil does. Your actions are not like evil does. So evil's not going to hang out with you. The enemy's going to flee and wait for an opportunity when you get off your game. Hallelujah. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Do not try to figure things out and look at something and know what it is. Ask God to reveal it to you, to give you a revelation. Even when you're studying the Word of God, ask God to give you a revelation of what the Word is saying. That's why I said study to show thyself approved, and what men that need not be ashamed, but rightfully dividing the Word of truth. Do not be wise. The only wise person is God. God denounces anything that is not of him. If you're going to be wise, then it's not of God. If you're going to be wise, that is not of God. If you're living according to worldly things, worldly living, worldly thinking, worldly attitude. We are in the world, but we're not of the world. All that means is that we're going to live in this life, we're going to live on this world, but that doesn't mean that we have to live like the world. Do not be wise in thine own eyes. See, the enemy will sometimes come by and give you all of these accolades so that you'll take your mind off of giving gratitude to God, acknowledging God. And then you begin to start to think it's you. And once you've done that, you've taken all your eyes off of God, his teachings. You become the wise person and not God. And the word goes on to say here, Do not be wise in your own lives, in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and trust. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. Fear the Lord. Depart from evil. Get away from the evil. Get away from anything that's not of God. Don't try to hang out and think you're trying to evil to change it. Don't think that evil doesn't have any power, that it can't do nothing to you. Don't think that you're going to change a reprobate mind. Let God do it. Let God handle it. Turn it all over to God, even those situations. Fear the Lord. Fear is reverence. It's reverence. Fear is wisdom. Yes, fear is wisdom. Because when you fear God, then you're not going to challenge God. You're not going to take things in your own hands and try to handle it. You're not going to show arrogance. You're not going to allow pride to interrupt your relationship with God. You're not going to have a presumptuous mind. You're not going to become deceptive in front of others where they don't trust you. Don't trust you to leave. Deceptive. A liar. That is not the mark of a wise man. A wise man fears the Lord. A wise man departs from evil. A wise man acknowledges and reverences God. A wise man fears the God that we serve. Hallelujah. And he goes on to say in our closing, do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord, and turn away from evil. It will be healing for your flesh and refreshment for your healing for your bones, healing for your health, healing for your mind, healing for whatever you do, fearing the Lord, parting from evil, healing. All those go together. Healing from sickness. Healing from whatever wound someone has hurt you in your life. Healing. Healing. God is a healing God. God will restore your strength. God will refresh you. Will feel you, make you feel brand new. God will take you and have you in a place that you can't even imagine, above and beyond your imagination. Hallelujah. Healing. Honor the Lord with everything that you have. Honor the Lord with your substance. Honor the Lord with your first fruits. Honor the Lord who is the Jehovah in our lives. Honor the Lord with gratitude. Gratitude for all that he has done. And when we put it all together, our faith will increase. We'll have favor in our lives. Things will begin to start to work out if they are not working out already. And we know that we are to fear the Lord, because if we sin against God, there's going to be something that we're going to go through just so that we can get it right. God is a loving God, but he's also a jealous God. God is our Father. And you know how fathers are. You know how parents are. When you mess up, they're going to chastise you out of love. Just so you don't make that mistake. Because they know that it's not good for you and it's going to hurt you in the long run. That's how God is with you and I. Hallelujah. Faith, favor, and strive for the greater gifts in life. For the gift that God has given you. Strive for the greater. Just don't accept it as is. God has more than enough for you and I. Strive for the greater goods, the greater gifts. Strive to be the best you can be in Christ Jesus. Amen. Amen. As we come to a close for this evening, I thank you for tuning and being a part of this hour. Are there any comments? Any comments anyone would like to make a comment, something that resonated in your spirit and your heart at this time? Mic's open.
Thank you for reminders of faith, favor, and fear, to fear the Lord, and what faith is. The faith is the action word. What it is to be, have favor in the Lord. Thank you for going through and taking line by line as well. I thought about what you said about don't be wise in your own eyes. And then later on, James says if anyone lacks wisdom, he should ask God that, that the Lord gives us wisdom generously and ungrudgingly. And that all we have to do is ask him for it. So we can't be wise in our own eyes. That's really not wisdom. That's not wisdom in our own eyes. But through the Lord, we can acquire wisdom. And I thank you for this. It reminds us to the only way to walk a straight line, a straight narrow line, is to keep your focus. Keep your focus on exactly where you're going. And if we keep our focus on Jesus Christ, we'll walk straight in there.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Is that other?
And Dr. Clay. Yes. Dr. Clay, I was looking at verse of, it was in verse 3, I think. I think it was verse 3. I changed the page. But it was talking about keeping his commandments in the heart. In the heart.
Mm-hmm.
You know, once something, you get something in your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
If it's in there, it's going to come out. You know, he says that the word, it's not what goes into a man, it's what comes out of the man that defiles him. So if the word is in there, that's what's going to come out.
Amen.
But if it's not, it won't come out, you know. But, yes, very good teaching. Thank you so much for that. Enjoyed every bit of it.
Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Is that before we close? Mike's over. Is there another? We don't want to leave you out. Amen. We have a lot of members on here. So you are welcome to just go ahead and speak. The mic's open.
Amen. I thought it was a very powerful word. And decision to live for Christ and faith and something that is we live by faith but not by sight, and standing on faith alone. But anyway, God in your heart and letting Him lead your way, Him being the light as we walk through darkness. That darkness dissipates because of God being present and guiding us through turbulent times.
Mm-hmm.
So that Easter faith is very, very important.
Mm-hmm.
And how being honest with oneself, that you live you live the life of the Word, of God's Word, as opposed to just saying I'm pure, I'm innocent, and I have no sin. This is total dishonesty. But if you can acknowledge that Jesus Christ gave His life for to pay the price for our sin, because the wages of sin is death. But that was a very, very powerful word.
Thank you so much, my brother. Thank you so much. So much. As we come to a close, again, we don't want to leave anyone out. Is there a comment? And, Dr. Suzanne, if you'd like to post out in prayer.
Father God, we praise Your name, dear Lord, and we thank You. We thank You, Lord, for this teaching this one for us this evening, Father God. We thank You, Lord, that in belief, Father God, that it will fall on fertile soil, Father God, that those listeners that are listening in real time, Father God, those that will be listening through the archives, Father, later, Father God, that there'll be a blessing in receiving this word, Father God. Mm-hmm. We praise You, Lord. We thank You for that. We thank You, Lord, for the message that's gone forth. We thank You, Lord, for the study that's gone forth. We thank You, Father God, that You'll bless each and every listener here in real time and in the future for listening, Father God, and being open to hear the word. We thank You, Lord. We thank You, Lord, that there will be understanding. Now, Father, as my husband closes the meeting this evening, Father God, I just ask You, Father, to just restore him. Restore him. Let him rest peacefully, Father God. Let him know, Father God, to speak to him, dear Lord, even as he sleeps, as he falls asleep, Father God.
Yes.
And show him Your favor. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Again, we thank you so much for coming on and being a part of this hour. Remember, we love you, but God loves you most. Good night, all.
Amen. Amen. So hard to understand.
face the dawn.